Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having Sean Worthington back on the show. Sean is one of the great technologists of our Brain Trust. He's a tenured faculty member of computer science at the Butte College in Northern California. He's an expert in CIS. He's the author of Beyond Bitcoin. He's the creator of CloudCoin, which is a cloud-based cryptocurrency. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, and he's our good friend Sean. Welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, Sean, one of the things we've talked a little bit about on the show in the past is, of course, we talked a bit about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin a lot, including with you, but there's something going on that we touched on earlier in the year, last week, I guess it was, that I want you to talk to us about. There's an event coming up for Bitcoin. It's the halving event, and I want you to tell the audience about that, why it's happening, and what it means. Tell us.
So in order to reward people for running servers that do all these calculations and all this encrypting and decrypting, Bitcoin has worked in it where miners will receive a reward, but over time that reward decreases until finally there will be no reward, and the only thing that miners will get is to be able to collect fees.
So let me stop you for 1 second. Folks, you're talking about the people who operate the distributed ledger network that Bitcoin exists on, that moves the blockchain around. These are the people across the world who through their technology, their computers, and as they operate in the cloud, they're maintaining the Bitcoin cryptocurrency ledger network. Would that be the right way to say what you just said? And what do you think?
That's right. So Bitcoin requires a huge infrastructure of servers, and they're the ones that run the server. Anybody can be a miner,
right?
But you have to make sure that you can mine more coin than your electricity that you use, and that's become a bigger and bigger problem. And now with the halving, that becomes a real problem, and it's expected to see that all small miners and even medium-sized miners might go out of business, and that will leave it to these big giant miners that are in areas where there's extra electricity that they can get for really cheap, or in cooler environments where they can cool their computers for very inexpensively.
So the halving is a way of maintaining, of not running out of Bitcoin, for a long time, and also having something to do with the value of crypto of Bitcoin too. Is that right?
Yeah, it has a big effect because it has to do with inflation. Mm-hmm. So here the number of Bitcoins is growing, and then it starts growing at much less, since we have much less inflation. And the idea, of course, supply and demand, when you have less supply, you're going to have a price go up. And so that's what's expected by many people, and that's that is what's happened in the past, is that a few months or up to a year after the halving event goes on, then you see the price of Bitcoin start going up dramatically.
So the new Bitcoins are created out of thin air in payment for the miners managing the existing Bitcoin. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so if in the future, if currently you're able to get a Bitcoin for X amount of work, and you're the role you play in the distributed ledger network, if day after tomorrow or in a few weeks, whenever the halving begins, you have to do twice as much work to get that same Bitcoin, that's effectively halving it. It affects, and of course, it all is precipitated on the fact that there's a finite number of Bitcoins that can ever exist, right?
That's right. So there, right now there's 18 million Bitcoins in circulation. I'm sorry, 18 million that have been mined. There's actually been quite a bit of them lost. I think there's been 6 million lost.
Really?
The total number of Bitcoins that can be created are 21 million. So we're about 3 million Bitcoins left to mine until it's done.
So those lost ones are gone forever? So the 21 million really won't ever be 21? It'll only ever be 15?
Yeah, and of course, as time goes by, that 15 is going to go down and down because there is no way to recover a Bitcoin that is lost, and there's just going to be natural loss every year.
And that's one of the weaknesses of the cryptocurrency. I wanted Sean to talk about when we come back after the break, and how cryptocurrency landscape is going to affect your landscape. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.